Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, December 14th. The National Republican Senatorial Committee and Colorado Senator Cory Gardner are urging Alabama Democrat Doug Jones, who won the state's special election to fill a vacant Senate seat, to vote with the GOP. Bensa Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Senator Cory Gardner heads the Republican Senate's fundraising arm and says he hopes Jones will do the right thing and truly represent Alabama by choosing to vote with the Senate Republican majority. Alabama hasn't elected a Democratic senator since the early 1990s and is reliably conservative. The National Republican Senatorial Committee pulled its support for Republican Roy Moore after he was accused of pursuing teenage girls while he was in his 30s and engaging in inappropriate sexual contact with a 14-year-old. Senator Gardner said the results are clear, that the people of Alabama deem Moore unfit to serve. I'm Benta Berkland.
The white-tailed prairie dog, one of three species of prairie dogs in Colorado, will not be listed as a threatened or endangered species on the federal endangered species list. Ending a debate that started in 2002, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service announced in a press release that as of December 5th, the species was not warranted for listing. Wildlife agencies in Colorado, Utah, and Wyoming, the states with the most extensive habitat for whitetail prairie dogs, determined that the animals still occupy areas throughout their known historic range. The white-tailed prairie dog occupies areas in western Colorado primarily below 6,000 feet from Ridgeway to the Grand Valley to northwest Colorado and North Park. The Gunnison prairie dog is found in the Gunnison area, the San Luis Valley, and other areas in southern Colorado. And the black-tailed prairie dog occupies areas along the Front Range and Eastern Plains. All prairie dogs burrow underground, which also helps to provide habitat for a variety of other species, including burrowing owls, badgers, small mammals, and hawks. On ranches on the Eastern Plains, colonies of the black-tailed prairie dog are playing a critical role in the reintroduction of the endangered black-footed ferret. In Colorado, crews visited the same 317 plots in 2004, 2008, 2011, and 2016, and found that though prairie dog occupancy fluctuated, overall the number of occupied plots across the range has not changed enough to warrant concern. The next surveys in Colorado and range-wide will be conducted in 2022. The primary limiting factor for all prairie dog species is plague, a deadly non-native disease that can wipe out huge prairie dog colonies in a matter of days. The disease is transmitted by fleas. The largest stronghold for the white-tailed prairie dog species in Colorado is in Moffitt and Rio Blanco counties, where they occupy vast areas of BLM-managed public lands. Prairie dogs breed once a year and can produce litters from 4 to 8 young. They usually go into hibernation in early autumn when their food sources dry up. They emerge again at the first sign of warm weather, usually in March. Since we first reported on allegations of sexual harassment by state lawmakers, we've heard from the accusers and from those being accused. Today we hear from citizens in the districts they represent and other lawmakers. For Capitol coverage, Benta Berkland reports that the overwhelming message is sexual harassment shouldn't be tolerated.
Formal complaints have been filed against Republican Senators Jack Tate and Randy Baumgartner and Democratic Representative Steve Lebsack. All say they've done nothing wrong and want their due process. But what do their constituents think about things?
If there were credible allegations, I would be tempted to vote against that person, not vote for them, because I feel like I want a person that I can respect.
Kathy Davidson is a retired psychiatric nurse and an unaffiliated voter who lives in Senator Tate's district, which includes Centennial. She's aware of the sexual misconduct allegations across the country.
They may have policies that I may or may not agree with, and I primarily vote that way, but I also would vote with what I feel like is appropriate behavior between men and women.
Another of Tate's constituents is Kathy Oshner. She says she's glad women are speaking up. The 73-year-old retired secretary says she experienced sexual harassment early in her career.
We need to send the message that this is not okay. This is not part of the workplace. There should be some consequence, and it should be serious. And they shouldn't be up for re-election.
Parachute resident Larry Foreman says he's tired of all the allegations. He lives in Senator Baumgartner's Western Slope District, which stretches from Carbondale to parts of Summit County in northwestern Colorado.
Everybody should behave themselves. It's also possible there's, you know, that it's exaggerated or something. So everybody should be accountable.
32-year-old business owner Aaron Hart is from North Glen in Representative Lebsack's district. Since the allegations broke, Democratic leaders have called for Lebsack's resignation. Hart says he would support the effort underway to oust Lebsack when lawmakers return to the Capitol in January.
To find out that this sort of thing was going on so close to home was kind of a blow and a disappointment for me. You know, I'd really like if he just did the right thing and stepped down and let somebody else take over.
Current and former lawmakers also want action, but anyone who's been around the state capitol knows that politics can permeate everything. Former Republican Representative Rob Whitwer served on the House Ethics Committee in hopes that doesn't happen.
That for the sake of the people of this state, that the parties can resist the temptation to point fingers at each other and try to score political points off of this, and instead come together and form some concrete guidelines, because nobody should have to go to work and feel uncomfortable or unsafe.
If allegations are credible against a lawmaker and the complaint process is complete, Republican Representative Lois Landgraf of Fountain says that lawmaker should at minimum not be allowed to chair a committee.
Committee chairs should go to people who command respect and people feel comfortable working with. I don't think they should be in leadership for the same reason. A leader does not go around assaulting people.
In other instances, Landgraf said a lawmaker should resign. The three lawmakers with current complaints against them all chaired committees. Only Senators Tate and Baumgartner still do. Republican Senate Majority Leader Chris Hulbert, who decides the chairmanships in that chamber, says he'd prefer to wait until the formal complaint process plays out before making any decisions.
I think it would be helpful to remind people that we're not in session, and the committees of reference are not meeting. When we're out of session, committee chairs don't really have authority to do anything.
Legislative leaders are meeting on December 15th to discuss changes to the reporting process and capital harassment policy. Democratic Speaker of the House Chrisanta Duran wants to hire an independent person to take and manage complaints. Others are calling for more transparency. As of now, complaints and incidents are not made public, and our requests to access that information have been denied. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.